Hawaii Islands Visitor Bureau head Ross Birch has been trying to correct the impression that some national and international news outlets have left about whether it's safe to travel to the islands. Kilauea's latest eruptive phase is mainly affecting the area in Puna, but there's been a rash of cancellations for June and July overall because tourists mistakenly think the entire state is a disaster area. Some cruise ships this week are avoiding Hilo as a port of call, and even Kona, which is on the other side of the island. We talked with Birch on Friday about his concerns.
So we don't see too much of a dip for the immediate time period on arrivals. It's the booking pace and future cancellations that have been made basically from June, July, August is what our main concern is.
So how does HVB then deal with this?
Well, it's really a media situation that's kind of causing the frenzy of telephone calls and requests or cancellations coming in our way. And we've been trying our best to kind of stay in front of it, keep the most up-to-date and accurate information, provide all the tools and resources individuals can use to reference more information to make their decision on whether to come or to cancel, and really just kind of stay out in front of it that we are, it is a safe place to travel, and really no reason for them to change their plans.
Is there anything special as far as marketing that you folks will have to put in play?
We will. Eventually, once we get to that point where we hit the corner, or we get past this a little bit and kind of see the open light to be able to start doing a more aggressive marketing, we will definitely be putting our foot on the gas pedal there. It's just kind of a waiting game right now for us to get to that point. And the good thing and the great thing for our island especially is the amount of increased airlift seats we have coming into the island. Because we have those increased seats, it allows us to just fill and keep pushing already existing flights rather than trying to increase or develop more access.
And what's the situation with the vacation rentals down in the area that is affected by the eruption?
Well, they're kind of almost in a very similar situation as the evacuation area. I know that there are a couple bed and breakfast and vacation rentals that have been in the specific evacuation area. They're basically taking a full loss. They've had to do refunds to all their customers. That's probably the worst case scenario situation that we're seeing from an accommodation standpoint. Those in the other areas are surrounding the evacuation that have been restricted on a temporary basis to kind of do a stop sell. There's maybe about up to about 20 properties that we know of, and I actually am in favor of that, where they have put that stop sell. There's no reason to have any additional bodies in there that may have to be evacuated at some point. We have a whole lot of other accommodations in the near area and around the island that we can accommodate those visitors in a more comfortable situation.
That's what I was about to ask is, you know, how do we get those folks rather than canceling their trip altogether just to book at a hotel or some other lodging facility?
Oh, yes. Our goal was to keep them on island. That's for sure. It was to make sure that we found accommodations that were very close in line with what they were booking at and would be in a nice, safe area. So we would help in that process as well.
Have you heard about Airbnb urging their operators to open their units to emergency responders or residents?
I did see that. That release came out. I think it's a good offer. Right now, the situation in Hilo, because there is kind of a limitation on the number of hotel rooms we have in that Hilo area, the next step is going to our vacation rental units or bed and breakfast to support that. So there are a lot of emergency responders that are flying in from Oahu, from Maui, from all of our sister islands to come in and support this effort, but we need to make sure that they have accommodations while they're here. And then taking some of those evacuees from their the shelters and trying to get them into more of a stable living condition until things settle down.
And is there a chance in that they will be put up in those hotel rooms, which are vacant?
Yes, that would be the goal, is that they can at least find some temporary housing in there. I mean, and more comfortable situation to get them settled and find out where their next move is.
As this stretches out, though, I mean, do you know what the snapshot is for folks at the shelters that, you know, may already be going to hotels?
Yeah, they're even immediately, even from the first step of evacuation, I know that there's even some evacuees that have found accommodations on the west side of the island in different places without even going to the shelter. So everybody is kind of, it's amazing how the individuals on this island, and especially in that area, are very resilient. They know that this is the situation they're in, and they have done their best to find alternative accommodations in different locations, and even in the hotels. The hotels have been very accommodating in making sure that there's special rates offered and individuals are taken care of.
And should the need arise that they evacuate the lower part of the area affected by the volcano, I mean, 2,000 people, that's a large number.
I think we're down to just over about 500 that's in the sheltering right now of the 2,000 that have been evacuated, or up to about 2,000 have been evacuated. And, you know, some of them they're allowed to go back in to certain areas. So, you know, that number could fluctuate depending on whatever the situation is.
But as far as maybe long-term, if there needs to be a larger evacuation and, you know, the shelters are pretty packed.
They are, and the county right now is looking for alternative locations for temporary housing or interim housing or whatever they can do for the next stages.
So how is HVB then trying to deal with the advanced bookings? Is there anything else that HTA is doing to help with marketing at all?
We're just basically trying to keep our message out there, keeping it that we're, you know, a safe place to come into. From a marketing standpoint, we'll be hitting it hard and heavy as soon as we can kind of get out in front of it. The media cycle is still in full force, and, you know, we want to make sure that things have kind of settled down a little bit, and then we can go right at it.
Right, and I know we've seen some of the headlines that are erroneous about, you know, what islands are evacuating.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not helping the situation because they don't understand kind of the lay of the land here.
It's almost comical to listen to some of the sound bites that have been out there, and we've been trying to communicate with a lot of them as well. A great example is one of the major networks on their morning show basically said, for those evacuees remaining on the island, masks will be provided for you from the government. And I guess they were talking that those who weren't evacuated off the island, it was really confusing. It sounded like there was only a few people still left here on the island.
Oh, dear.
And those that were here were going to get masks to help them.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can laugh about it, but, you know, at the end of the day, when this is so unnecessary because of bad information, that's unfortunate.
It is, and to the volume of the volcano itself, for those who aren't familiar with it, and our residents are very familiar with the situation, but you know, outside of Hawaii, the unfamiliarity of what type of volcano we have and some of the wording that we use when we describe the situation really does perk some interest and does throw a little scare into people when we're talking about, you know, the ballistic type of or eruption or explosion or all these different things that are used to describe what kind of effects we might get do tend to scare a few people. And for us, we know exactly what that could amount to. But the press will take that and use the little bits and pieces any way they can.
Okay, well, hopefully the good information gets out there.
Yes, we're working on it.
That was HVB's Ross Birch talking about his concern over the drop in bookings for the rest of the summer following the headlines about the eruption of Kilauea volcano and misinformation about the areas affected. Hawaii Island and the rest of the island chain is open for business.